I'm Omyo Horengekyo. Thanks for being here. Welcome. Today's Gosho is very short, but no less significant. If you've been following along recently with the last several Goshos that we've read together, the subject or the ideas about the Buddhist view of self and other and body and mind, all of which, as a reminder, body and mind are not separate things, that they act, they're separate operating systems, if you will, but they act in concert as one. The human life delusions are that mind and body are separate, and that mind-body self is separate from other. Even those words are classifications we invent in our human mind, our human experience. Samsara, right? So, this Gosho is called happiness. Happiness in this world. And I will remind you of something else that's core Buddhist. Is that this world is your world. By that I mean each of us has a world view. In a single word, experience. Sound like Jimi Hendrix. Are you experienced? Of course you're experienced. We're experienced in this process of life. We're keen observers of life from our singular point of view. That point of view is our world view. So that is our world. Follow? Happiness in this world simply means everything I just said in the context of this samsaric experience. So in life, which is full of ups and downs, as Buddhists, we don't try to change the ups and downs because that is part and parcel of what this life experience is. What we do alter, change, is our perception of that roller coaster, so that we can liberate ourselves from the emotional, intellectual, body attachment to that roller coaster. So in a way you could say, well, you can go on the roller coaster ride and experience every high and low, get dizzy, feel queasy, all of screaming excitement and terror and all of it. Or you can stand on the ground, eat your cotton candy or whatever, and observe the highs and lows, detached, no longer experiencing, although passing through it, going to the park, going to the roller coaster ride. Now, what if you could ride the roller coaster with the same experience of being on the ground observing it? That's closer an analogy to what it is to embrace, to resolve Myoho Rengekyo in your life. To be able to ride that roller coaster and enjoy it without the tumultuous, just end of the scales, without limitations, experiences from terror to excitement to everything that happens on there. Go ahead and ride that roller coaster and understand those emotions and roller coaster, but don't be attached to them. In other words, don't actually inculcate them into your mind body. Just become an observer of them. I know these analogies can sometimes get a little weird because I'm trying to stretch the way you think. That's what Buddhism is about, changing perceptive filters so that instead of being in it, you can experience it without being attached to it and therefore become an observer. Have some intellectual distance. Control the monkeys in your mind from losing their minds and become an observer of what your mind, your human mind, is doing. There's a little air gap there, like an air-gapped computer. You know the internet is there, but you're not attached to it. Follow? This is the amazing power of Myoho Renge Kyo. This is when you practice Myoho Renge Kyo, you inculcate that vision, that invocation of that mind that you have at your disposal to observe without attachment. I'm going around this several ways because there's a tendency when you start doing this to think, aha, I'm getting rid of stuff. I'm detaching from stuff, which is like a capsule detaching from the booster rocket going into space. There's a kind of a negation in that, a nihilism, if you will. Like equating non-self with having no mind or body, which sounds a lot like death. That is not Buddhism. Early forms of Buddhism, Hinayana we call it, were very much, many sects were very much adhered to that thought. This is the old idea of the Buddhist as a monk who'd go off in the hills and you'd never see him again. There was this enactment of having no identity, no body, no mind. But that's not what Buddhism is about. It's only in the latter teachings that Shakyamuni started to blow that apart by getting people to understand. And then in the Lotus Sutra, finally putting his foot down, so to speak, philosophically speaking, that enlightenment is here and now. It's in this lifetime, in this world. Whatever your world, that is your experience. And you can be happy in it. Now, with all of that said, listen to what Nichiren says in this. Happiness in this world. There is no true happiness for human beings other than chanting Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Now, that doesn't mean you can only be happy when you're chanting. What he's pointing to is an embrace of Myoho Renge Kyo. Only when you invoke your superior mind, your Buddha mind of clarity, can you truly be happy. Not giggling happy, not just overjoyed, just excited happy. Those are all human attachment emotions, right? The happiness he's talking about is the liberation from all of those extremes. Not that it won't bring tears to your eyes, that joy. You may very well emote that, but you will emote that as a result of clarity, of understanding how those extremes aren't real experiences. A real experience of really visually in your mind connecting with this amazing opportunity of the life process and being able to observe it. That kind of joy, that kind of happiness, sometimes said as unshakable happiness, because there's nothing to shake. It's all realization. It's all amazement, that kind of happiness. The sutra reads, quote, dot, 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 where living beings enjoy themselves at ease, end quote. How could this passage mean anything but the boundless joy of the law? Surely you are included among the living beings. Where means Jampudvipa, in other words, our earthly experience. And Japan lies within Jampudvipa. Could enjoy themselves at ease mean anything but that our bodies and minds, lives and environments, are entities of the 3,000 realms in a single moment of thought, and Buddhas of limitless joy. So there it is in one sentence, the thing I keep bringing up. Bodies and minds. That duality only in our human perception. Lives and environments. That duality only in our human perceptions. When we awaken our Buddha mind, those things are no longer separate. They all join together as one amazing experience. Do you see? There is no true happiness other than upholding a resolve in the Lotus Sutra, in Myoho Renge Kyo. So this means that not only while chanting, when we invoke and enlighten ourselves, awaken our Buddha mind, but to maintain it, to resolve to maintain that clarity. This is what is meant by, quote, peace and security in their present existence and good circumstances in future existences. Moment-to-moment life. Remember, enlightenment and awakening in this moment you're experiencing right now changes your perception for the next moments. So enlightenment now and into the future. Though worldly troubles may arise, never let them disturb you. The roller coaster. No one can avoid problems, not even sages or worthies. It's about how you experience those problems. Drink sake only at home with your wife. A prohibition on going out and getting drunk. Just saying, if you want to experience that, then keep it to your home with your wife. Enjoy what there is to enjoy. In fact, I'm getting ahead of myself. And chant Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. I've had young students, teenagers, who experimented with all manner of drugs. Scary. Huffing Freon. I mean, just craziness. Yeah, I mean, youth will do what youth does. And when they came over to my house high, trying to extol the amazing thing they just did, just wired out of their minds, I'd say, hey, how about we try to chant and see what your mind does when you chant? See if that makes you even higher. And they were like, yeah, yeah, let's do that. Let's chant. That'll be cool. And after 5-10 minutes, also sometimes much longer, they just wouldn't realize time, 20-30 minutes, and we suddenly stopped chanting. They were immediately shocked and would look at each other, and I'm quoting them. Dude, my buzz is gone. Dude, I don't even feel high at all. It's like chanting just blew it out of the water. And all I could do was grin. Yeah. That's the power of your Buddha mind. It does not accept the clutter and diminishment that you're forcing on your brain. It's far more profound than that. And when you invoke it, when you awaken it, all of the negative crap that you're doing to your mind simply gets put out. Now that's also, I would say, the benefit of youth. If you're in your 60s and you're still doing drugs and so forth, you've done so much permanent damage to yourself It's probably going to take a lot more daimoku, but it will happen. It will happen. Because your Buddha nature is never affected by the roller coaster of your human life. Your Buddha nature is untouched, unscathed by it. But the more you diminish your human mind, the more difficult it will be for your human mind to invoke your Buddha mind of clarity. That's the negative aspect. Anything that impedes your enlightenment is negative or evil in the words of the translations, right? Suffer what there is to suffer, Nichiren says. Enjoy what there is to enjoy. Regard both suffering and joy as facts of life. And continue chanting Namu Myoho Renge Kyo no matter what happens. How could this be anything other than the boundless joy of the law? Strengthen your power of resolve and more than ever. With my deep respect, Nichiren. I told you it was a short Gosho. But what a powerful message. What an amazing thing to remind us of. I'm so grateful for Nichiren's advent in the world. What an amazing scholar. What an amazing leader. An example for us how to respect ourselves, to create value in ourselves. And I'm not saying, this may sound selfish, but any value I create for myself, you for yourself, is mind, body, self, and other. Your environment is you. So as I've said before, how can that help but reaching, touching, and influencing your environment? Bringing about resistance from your environment? Oh yeah. And securing your joy, your happiness. Both extremes exist. It's life. That's the process of life. This universe was an incredibly violent explosion of being, of Nidana. It's no mistake that he mentions in these few short sentences the 3,000 realms. It's absolutely core. But our experience of it is moment to moment in this short life. How amazing is that? Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. Keep chanting. Keep studying. Stick with it. It's so simple. Although sometimes our inner demons are very excellent at creating obstacles for us. But to hell with those demons. Aren't you tired of suffering? Really? It's all up to you. Seize your Buddhism. Seize your Buddha nature. Demand it. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Gave me a little chill. I'm so appreciative for you participating in these videos. Always remember, I know there's some new members. I'll remind you in case you didn't see it on screen, that all of these videos are transcribed or not transcribed. The audio portion has been separated and made available as a podcast, the Buddhahood Podcast. Wow, I think that's the first time I've said it without stumbling. Anyway, the Buddhahood Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. You can download it, keep it, listen to it anytime. Sometimes there's favorite videos that I've done maybe from years ago or current, maybe this one. And you want to keep it in a special folder so when you're working out or you're struggling with stuff in life or have finding a hard time motivating yourself to go to your altar, stare at the Myo character in your Gohan Zone. You just need to hear a few words to remind you why you're doing this. Play the audio from this video. This is my whole mission. The only reason I'm doing this, two reasons. To enlighten myself, because this is study. And to grow this sangha of you. To assist you in your daily practice. So again, I remind you, the comments section. If there's something I'm missing or something you want to hear, I can either point you to other videos I've done or my support site, my study site, threefoldlotus.com. There's a lot of paperwork or white papers on there discussing many, I think over 50 separate subjects of Buddhism. Tell me what I can do. Because anything I do to help your practice helps my own practice. That's how this bodhisattva thing works, right? That's what sangha is about. So thank you for being here. Please take care of your health. Strengthen your practice. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.